The daughters of Kusim are regarded as Nida from their crib, meaning from the day they are born. A girl that's born from a Kusi, from the day she's born, we have to regard her as a Nida. We have to regard her as being Tmei. And the din is, no matter what age a girl is, if she has a discharge of Dan, she would be a Nida. She would be Tmei. At the time, even a young girl would become a Nida. And the Kusim did not pay attention to that halacha. The Kusim only regarded a Nida, a girl that was older that had a discharge of Dan, but a young girl that had a discharge of Dan, the Kusim would not regard as a Nida. So therefore, the Chacham regarded that all girls that are born from a Kusi family, no matter how young, we have to regard them as a Nida, whether or not we have any inkling as to whether they saw any Dan. The Kusim would not tell us if they're a Nida, since the Kusim did not regard young girls as a Nida, so therefore, we have to regard all of them like a Nida. The Kusim were the guy in the Sancher of Bond, Teret Yisrael, after he sent him to Gaul, Aseres Hashvatim. And these Kusim ended up being the Geyer, but some halachas they did not pay any attention to, such as this halacha, the halacha that a young girl that sees the discharge of Dan would be a Nida. So therefore, the Chacham were Geyer, that all the girls that are born from Kusim would be a Nida. Va'akusim mitamim mishkav tachton ke'elya. Mipnei shehen ba'alei Nida. V'hen yoishvayis akol dam b'dam. A Kusi that would lay down on something, he would be Matami, the thing that he lays down on, just like the Elyon of his Zav. As a Zav is Matami the Elyon, something that is put on top of him, a Zav that would lay down and a blanket is put on top of him, that blanket would become Tami. The blanket would not be an Abba Tuma, it would be a regional Tuma, it would be Matami food and drink, but it would not be Matami Kalim or an Adam. And the bedding that a Kusi lies down on would have the same din as a cover that's put on top of the Zav, meaning that bedding would be a reason with Tumah, and it would be Mitamei Ochel Namaskin, not Kalim V'Adam. And the Mishnah explains, why is it that what the Kusim lie down on become Tamei? Because the Kusim sometimes are Baalei Nidos, they sometimes have relations with their wives, when their wives are Nida. And the din is that somebody who has a relation with a Nida, has the same din as a Nida, he is Tamei for 7 days. Now, not to say that he has the same din exactly like a Nida. As a Nida that would lie down on something, the clothing that she lies down on would be an Avad Tumah. Well, we just said that a Kusi who lies down on something, what he lies down on is only a Rishon Latum. But he does have a din of a Nida with that which he is Tameh for 7 days. Just like a Nida is Tameh for 7 days, somebody who is Baal Nida would also be Tameh for 7 days. And the Mishnah explains, why do the Kusim sometimes have a relation with their wife when they are a Nida? Because the wives of a Kusi would regard themselves as a Nida no matter what color Dam they saw. And we have previously that not every color Dam is regarded as Dam Nida, only certain colors are regarded as Dam Nida. And the wives of the Kusi don't regard that halacha at all. They don't pay attention to it. They consider every color Dam Nida. And Midaraisa, a woman that becomes a Nida only has to count 7 days. She doesn't have to count 7 clean days. She just has to count 7 days from the time she first starts seeing Dam. And even if all during those 7 days she sees Dam, it doesn't make a difference. As long as she is clean by the time she goes to the mikvah, even if she saw Dam all 7 days, she can go to the mikvah and she would be tar, since she had counted 7 days from the time she started seeing Dam. And a Kusis would start counting the 7 days from the time she had a discharge, even if that discharge was not the color of Dam Nida. And if 2 or 3 days later she would see a color of Dam Nida, she wouldn't start counting again. She would continue counting from where she started a few days previously. And after 7 days, she would go to the mikvah and she would have a relation with her husband. And really, she's still a Nida. And she should have started counting from the time she had a discharge of the color red, which is Dam Nida. And she started counting from the time she had a discharge from a different color, which wasn't Dam Nida. So therefore, sometimes a Kusi has relations with his wife, even though she is a Nida. Now, the Mefarshim explained that this halacha, that Kusim are regarded as Jews, just as far as certain dinim, the Chacham said that they are Tameh, that doesn't apply anymore. Because nowadays, the Kusim are regarded as complete Goyim. After the time, the Chacham found the Demus Yona Barosh Har Grizim, the Har Grizim, was where the Kusim lived. And they found an Avodah Zarah that looked like a Yona on Har Grizim, and from that time on, they regarded the Kusim as complete Goyim. The Mishnah tells us that which we said, that when a Kusi lays down on bedding, that bedding is regarded as Tameh, the Rishon Lutumah. That's only Misafik. It's not definitely a Rishon Lutumah. The Safik, maybe it become Tameh. Maybe the Kusi had a relation with his wife when she was a Nida, and therefore the bedding is Tameh. So therefore, if you bring that bedding into the base of Migdash, you would not be chayav to bring a korban. As we are Misafik, we have a doubt whether or not it's Tameh, so we can't be chayav to bring a korban. And so too, if that bedding comes into contact with Truma, we would not burn the Truma. Since it's only a Safek, we can't burn the Truma. We wouldn't eat the Truma Misafek, We wouldn't burn it either, and since this tumah is only a safek, we cannot burn truma, nor could we be mechayev you to bring a korban for bringing the bedding into the Beit HaMikdash. The daughters of Tzedukim, that disregard the Torah about Pah, they're all Torah. They pay attention only to the Torah, Shebek Zah, the written Torah. Bizman Shinagu, Lelecha, Bidarke, Abisan, Harehen, Kikusia. If the daughters of Tzedukim were in the practice to go in the ways of their father, that they also disregard the Torah about Pah, they have the same din as Kusia. They have the same din as the Bnei Kusin that we had in the previous mission. But the Chachamim said that Bnei Kusa are regarded as Nida, no matter how young they are. Pirshu Lelechas B'darki Yisrael HaRehen Ki Yisraelia. But if the Bnei Tzedukim separated themselves from the ways of their father, and instead went in the ways of a regular Yisrael, in such a case they would have a din of a regular Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo'olam Hen Ki Yisrael HaShiyifrshu Lelechas B'darki Avosam. Rabbi Yossi said, a Bnei Tzedukim is always considered like a regular Yisrael. A Bnei Tzedukim would not be considered a Nida. She would have the same din as the regular Bas Yisrael, unless we see that they separate themselves from acting in a regular way that Yisrael acts, and instead acts in the ways of their fathers, that they totally disregard Torah Shavu'al Peh. Otherwise, they have a Cheskes Kashrus, who regard them as a Kashi Yisrael, unless we see that they are not paying attention to Torah Shavu'al Peh and going in the ways of their father. In such a case, we would regard them just like a Bnei Kusi. They would be considered a Nida, no matter how young they are.